This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for the peace and progress of the entire region. He said peace, security and stability of South China Sea is in the interest of the entire Indo-Pacific region. Prime Minister was speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR today. The Reserve Bank of India has instructed all payment service providers, including all banks and non-bank entities, to review the payment system and improve the accessibility of digital payment systems for persons with disabilities. In its statement, RBI said that PSPs are also required to ensure compliance with the accessibility standards and guidelines for the banking sector issued by the Ministry of Finance, Government of India on 2nd February 2024. State Governor retired Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik yesterday participated in the Durga Puja celebration at Mahadev Mandir compound in B sector, Raj Bhavan Complex, Itanagar. He offered prayers and performed aarti at the Puja Pandal. On the occasion, he said that the festivity will foster a sense of unity and promote amity amongst all sections of people while celebrating together the ultimate essence of humanity. Meanwhile, the governor later also participated in the puja celebration at Sri Radhakrishna Temple at Zero Point. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in his social media post shared that about 140 vacancies in various government departments will be filled up through competitive examinations conducted by Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission. He urged all eligible candidates to apply online through the Commission's website. He further said that the recruitment drive aligns with the commitment to fill government posts to carry forward the development work. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, has forecasted that except for Tawang and Longding districts, rest of the districts are in yellow zone and will receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places. Nihon Hidankyo, a Japanese group of atomic bomb survivors from Hiroshima and Nagasaki, has won Nobel Peace Prize 2024. The group, also known as Hibakusha, was recognized for its tireless efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons and for demonstrating through witness testimony that nuclear weapons must never be used again. The award was announced at the Norwegian Nobel Institute at Oslo. Noel Tata has been unanimously appointed chairperson of Tata Trust, the philanthropic arm of the Tata Group, today. This decision was made during a board meeting following the passing of late Ratan Tata yesterday at the age of 86. Noel Tata, late Tata's half-brother, serves on the boards of several listed companies, including Tata Steel and Voltas. In Ladakh, the Department of Atomic Energy has installed the major atmospheric Cherenkov Experiment Observatory. MACE telescope will observe high-energy gamma rays of supernovae, black holes, and gamma ray bursts. This newly installed facility will complement Global Observatory and is an important feature in strengthening India's position in the field of multi-messenger astronomy. The Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society yesterday felicitated its founder member cum state pioneer journalist Pradeep Kumar Behera at a function in Arunachal Press Club. Before his departure to his native state Odisha, the veteran journalist was then publicity secretary of APLS, who has also served as editor of Arunachal Times, Arunachal Front and Arunachal Observer, a columnist, a stringer for UNI, PTI, NI, consulting editor, and All India Radio, Itanagar. The two-day outreach multi-specialty mega health camp has begun today at PHC Tirbin in Lepa Rada district. The mega health camp is being jointly organized by Tomo Riba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences and Assam Electronics Development Corporation Limited to provide vital healthcare services to local community in the state. The regional news unit of Akashvani Itanagar seeks application from eligible candidates for engagement as part-time correspondents, one from each district. The last date of submission of application is 8 November this year. Interested candidates may visit vacancies option on www.newsonair.gov.in. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.